Switching gears now, wanting a baby, getting pregnant, having a baby, on the surface it may seem simple, but we now know that isn't always the case. Now a new film takes a fresh look at this challenge in an immigrant family. Mother of George follows a young Nigerian woman named Adenike. She's played by rising star Danai Gurira. Adenike is a devoted new wife, but when she doesn't get pregnant fast enough to suit her demanding mother-in-law, tensions arise.
Why are you letting her ruin our lives?
I'm not letting her do anything. This is...
You are.
Our decision.
You will not take another woman?
I don't want another woman.
Are you going to tell your mother that?
Of course I will if she asks me.
When Adenike realizes their problems conceiving may stem from her husband, she decides to take a traditional route, but one that's fraught with complications in the world she and her husband live in now. Mother of George has already won a lot of critical praise, including an award at the Sundance Festival, and also its rich but nuanced look at a new immigrant story. And Danai Gurira and director Andrew Dosunmu join us now to talk more about the film. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Andrew, let me start with you. Where did the story come from?
The genesis of the story really started with my writer, Darcy Pico. I was in South Africa directing this episode of television, and my producer at the time gave it to me, and I read it and really liked something about it. And
what did you really like about it?
For me, really, it's a love story. It really talks about at what length we go through things to give to people we care about. What's the price of love?
And Danai, many people know you for your role on The Walking Dead, but you also made a big impression in The Visitor, which is also a movie that dealt with some of the challenges that immigrants face. What were you attracted to in this role?
Yeah, I mean, just mentioning of The Visitor, you know, I've been very fortunate to work with people like Tom McCarthy and Andrew Dosunmu and people who are telling that sort of new American story, you know, the immigrant and on the soil and how they're adapting and how they're connecting to who they are and who this country is and melding those two experiences. So I always find that really fascinating. And I'm always keen to tell the African female story. And it's a complex one, and it's one that comes from so many different angles. And so to be asked to do it was really a no-brainer. It was such an interesting, complex portrayal.
What stands out for you, Danai, in the story? Because honestly, the dilemma of, you know, you're married, you know, the family wants to see some grandkids, is a story that touches a lot of people and affects them in a lot of ways, but how they deal with it, how the dilemma they face and how to deal with it is something that is, you know, it's both universal, but it's also specific. So, Danai, for you, what do you think was the part of it? Andrew said it was a love story. How do you see it?
I mean, it was a love story, and I think that was very rich to me. The beauty of it is, you know, people like, oh, like there's a traditional component of it in terms of how she is functioning, but there's also a very self-determined component of it. And you see this woman, you know, she wants to make a family with this man who she loves, and she wants to be a mother. And that's something that several women want. And it's something that's an age-old desire and something that you feel like you have you should have access to. And so the mother-in-law is bringing a whole other component of pressure, but the desire to be a mother and to have that experience and something that she, you know, you feel that you're born with the right to is something that she's very keen to pursue. The thing I found very fascinating about Adenike is that, you know, you might question her choices, but she is a very determined chick.
Well, you know, I want to jump in, though, and ask, there's also, there's the personal story, but there's the kind of the backdrop against which all this is taking place. And there is some social commentary in it. I think one of the reasons that people have been kind of bowled over by it is that it opens with an incredible Yoruba wedding. I mean, just the colors, just, you wish you were there. I mean, you wish you'd been invited. You're like, why wasn't I invited to this? Because it's just so beautifully shot. It's so beautiful to see. But then there's the commentary of what is expected of people within these relationships. I just want to play a clip. This is right after the wedding. And some of the married men are giving advice to Ayodele, your husband. And here it is.
When you fool around.
Amy? No, not me.
Pretend as nothing happened. When a goat strays, he must always return home, because home is where your peace and happiness dwells.
Always come home to sleep, oh.
Always come home to eat.
And even if you have eaten, come home to eat again.
We must provide her with a good home. Eh?
Mm. Eh? Home, food, children. Mm. Get busy.
That's right, get busy. So, Andrew, talk about that, if you would.
This is something I witness in Brooklyn. I live in Brooklyn I've lived in America for the last 2 decades, and this happens every weekend in most African community, and I really wanted to depict that. I really wanted to really show that.
You mean the wedding, or you mean the wedding, get-together?
The wedding itself. The wedding itself, and really depict that. And the get-together is really that advice that you get from your elders of what to do and what not to do, and how to keep a family and what's expected of them, of what's expected of the husband. And there's certain things that are not talked about. There's certain things you have to keep to yourself. Just those advices that is given to you in that community.
No, I mean, the beauty of it, I know what you're talking about with the social commentary component. And I think the beauty of this story to me is that it does represent, you know, where are you coming from, and what has your father's father done before you, or your mother's mother's mother? But what choices are you going to make in your particular life, in your specific circumstance?
Can I ask the dirty laundry question? Because, there, you know, you're depicting some things in the film that a lot of people are going to think, well, that's just ridiculous. That's kind of backward. Sometimes people feel when they don't get a chance to tell stories that are rooted in their tradition, you might be the first film somebody's ever seen, right? And you think, wow, you know, does everybody have to be awesome and perfect and behave in a way that everybody thinks is honorable?
Well, that's boring. That's boring. That's not interesting storytelling. The minute we do that, then we're depicting noble savages. You know, oh, the Africans are perfect noble savages, which is what's been done enough, you know? So I want to see us make some mistakes and fall on our faces and still be people that you kind of root for. That's good storytelling to me.
Andrew, what do you think?
For one, to think it's backwards, I think there are advantages and there are traditions are there for reasons, and they've been existing for a long time, and they're rooted in that culture. And I think there's things we can take from it.
And it's character specific too. I mean, it's not like Adenike had heard of this, you know, every day of her life. It was something that, you know, was brought to her attention when she was trying to figure out another way of dealing with it and trying to work with her mother-in-law and get her mother-in-law to get her son to do something. And you know, it was a very character specific choice that her mother-in-law pulls out of the hat, out of the blue. But, you know, that Adenike has never heard of. And it is something that we see the women sort out the situation, you know, in the best way they can. But it's, you know, it's not something I always am very wary about, the idea that people then, you know, blanket that over every African's decision across the continent, you know.
But let me just say that these are folks who you think, OK, why don't they just go to a specialist?
And yeah, those issues were addressed, though.
And for me, I've also find it as well, like, I mean, who's to say what's right or wrong? Because, you know, it's like, do you go to a specialist and get something you don't know, and you don't even know the genetic problems and background of that?
Right.
Or do you do something that you do know and it's really going to look the same? So really, which one is right? I know the choice I would take.
What is it? What would it be? Let's hear it.
Yeah, Andrew, what would you
do? What would you do?
Well, she did, definitely. That's what I will do, because I'm not going to do something, like I said, go to a specialist and get something I don't know.
You know,
a sperm bank. I mean, you don't know what that is.
We could say, you know, I think from the some traditional African perspectives, they'd be like, what the heck is a sperm bank? You're trying to tell me you're going to go up in some joint, or some folks have done what they've done in a jar, and you're just going to take that and leave? You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy to
Africans. You don't even know the genetic problems. I mean, more than anything else, you don't know the genetic story with that. And you don't know, maybe 5 years later, you realize that you've got this and that. And at least you know you can deal with this. You know what it's going to look like. You know what the history of the family. And for me, that's the choice I will take.
Okay, I do have a final question, which is that so often we hear from actors and actresses of color, particularly, that their roles seem very limited and that they can't tell the stories that they want to tell. Do you feel we're perhaps at a new moment where the ceiling is lifting and that you really can tell the stories and the kind of the complexity that you would like to? The opportunities are there?
Listen, I started writing plays because of that issue, because I wanted to see stories told and I wanted to see actresses and actors employed in ways that gave them a great workout. And I enjoy seeing that on the stage. I think the stage is a lot further along, but I think that TV and film are coming along. And I'm really excited to be, you know, working at this moment. I'm excited to, you know, meet filmmakers like Andrew and TV writers like The Walking Dead that do create characters that we can really play with as people of color. And I think it's just going to keep moving. I do want to keep to participate in contributing to those stories being told as a writer as well. And that's what excites me, is that there's just more to do and there's more barriers to break down. But, you know, hey, this, you know, I never got into this to be, you know, faint-hearted.
Danai Gurira is an actress and star of the new film Mother of George. Andrew DeSumo is a filmmaker, photographer, and director of Mother of George. It is in select theaters now. We hope you'll check your local listings. And they were both kind enough to join us in our bureau in New York. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.